Remember the comedian John Panette? He was the heavyset guy who would make jokes about his size, eating, things he'd try but shouldn't have, calling them nay-nays? Included water skiing, camping, water park slides. During that routine, John mentions bungee jumping. Of course, the audience breaks out in laughter just at him saying those two words. John says, no, I never went bungee jumping. People ask me, John, aren't you afraid the bungee will break? Tell him, no, I know the bungee will break. Why be afraid of things you know are going to happen? Fear is mentioned throughout the Bible. An example, in the Old Testament, we're taught to fear God. There's Isaiah chapter 11, verse 3, which reads, his delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. There's Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Now this is the commandment, and these are the statutes and judgments which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you, that you may observe them in the land which you are crossing over to possess, that you may fear the Lord your God, to keep all the statutes and his commandments which I command you, you and your son and your grandson, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Now this use of the word fear doesn't mean to hide from God. Adam tried that, remember, in the garden. That didn't work out too well for him, did it? It means to revere, worship, and praise God. Revelation chapter 19, verse 5 brings these two parts together, reading, then a voice came from the throne saying, praise our God, all you his servants and those who fear him, both small and great. The word fear, depending on the translation you're using, appears in the Bible 365 times. Going back to what John Panette said about not being afraid, Jesus tells us in Luke chapter 12, verse 25, and which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? Paul wrote in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Why have fear? When you place your faith in God, the outcome will always be known. This is what we learn from in Philippians chapter 4, verse 12. I know how to be abased, and I know how to be abound. Everywhere and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. God has blessed us with a full armor, which makes us the overcomers that we need to be, so we can reject fear. Your armor checklist, that's found in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 13 through 17. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Fear is one of the tricks of Satan. He hopes that if he can plant fear within you, that you'll turn away from God and instead run to him, falling prey to Satan's lies and temptations. Devil will use every means he can to try to make this happen, as we're told in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. So, if you are feeling fear churning up within, call out to God for his strength, for his wisdom. Have a sneak peek for you. God may not take you in the direction you thought he would. He will take you in the direction only he can see as the one and only much better way.